and there is reaction, equivalent opposite reaction. Karma dosha vadutti iti. So one section says that karma means to live in this field, and to do karma means to create harm, disturbance in the environment, and we have to feel the consequence. So exploitation, by exploiting abramahmanaluka punaravartinajana, by exploitation we make a loan, and to clear up the loan we shall have to go down, and from whom we took loan they try to exact from me, and then I get light and come up, and when coming up and again exploiting the lower in this way, coming up and down, coming up, abhan bhuvan aloka punaravartino jino maam upekteta kaunteya punarjanma navityati. We have to get out of this vicious circle. So karma dosha, karma is elevationist. Elevation at the cost of other, of the environment, and the reaction takes him down again. In this way coming. Tashaiva hetu prajati to kuvidu nodabhati jat bhamatam upajjada. Upajjada bhamanam karma, this way. And then gyan can take us on the verge of it. Karma, exploitation. Then complete retirement from exploitation, that is to retire into the stage of consciousness like slumber, deep slumber, sleepless sleep, dreamless sleep, that is samadhi. Well, if we wake, we come into the relativity of the mundane world and we acquire something wrong. So eternal slumber, that is mukti. That is, as is a complete retirement from the land of exploitation. Then we are told, in a scientific way, that we can march upward. How? This is exploitation, and the other higher plane is that of dedication, devotion. Here we are master, we want to gather everything for our enjoyment, but there, after complete withdrawal, if we can enter into that land, we are a servant, a dedicating unit. Everything there is fair and higher and full in themselves. And by serving in that land, we can thrive. The passport from here is mukti, and then to gather, acquire a visa into that land. And the visa will be issued only looking the interest of that land. If your presence is that, contributing something to the interest of that land, they will issue visa, otherwise not. So you have to get a visa for that plane, and that you will serve for the interest of that plane. That is Vaikuntha. Jeev can go enter into that land only if he is ready to give service. And we are told that our innate tendency, Atma, is that of dedication. And the exploiting, that is our encasement, upadhi. And the internal essence in soul is that the function, that center carrying current. It will help itself by helping the cause of the center. That is devotion, that is Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha there is some calculative, that yes, I would be benefited if I can render such service to the supreme calculative. And again, when he goes higher in the area of Goloka Vrindavan, it is spontaneous, automatic. It is labor of love, the dedication actuated by the motive of love, not by calculation of any benefit, individual benefit, loss or gain. Service, but service in the higher order, it is automatic, spontaneous, and always contributing love. Love. Daskari, Vetan More, Deha Parnadhan, whatever we do service, we get something in remuneration. What is that? That is more tendency to serve. We give money to the bank, but we don't cut any check. That is, the interest is again added to the capital. In this way, the frame means the capital is being increased and going up and up to serve. And the reality, the beautiful, the Lord of love is in the highest court at Goloka. So the knowledge has been divided into five sections: pratyaksha, parokkha, aparokkha, and adhukshaja and aprakita. Pratyaksha means we can gather by our senses, our own senses. Whatever knowledge we can gather by our own experience. Paroksha, which we put into the stock of our knowledge, but drawn from the experience of others. There was war. I have not seen with my own eyes, but through other sources I believe that, and that is also a source of knowledge. It is, I accept it. Paroksha, which is got by others' sense experience. Then aparoksha. Aparoksha knowledge has been accepted by the, especially by the Gyani, the Shankar, etc. They say from Upanishad, Sukhamam Ashapsam, when one was in dreamless sleep, he wakes and says that I have slept very happily. Very happily I have slept. So some feeling was there in the dreamless sound sleep. Some conception was there that when I come back, I say that I very happily I had a sleep. So some what I cannot express here, but some sort of happiness is there. The deep slumber one gets from some tiresome, some uneasiness gets. Well, that is also a sort of knowledge is there. Then Ramanuja and the other Vaishnavas is expressed, then the next stage of knowledge is adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means adhokshajam indriyajam jnana, transcendental knowledge. What is that? Now the indriyani parannahu, indriyaibhva param mano, of all the existing world, our senses are most important. If I lose the senses, the eye, the ear, the touch, the scent, then no world is to me. Only with the help of the senses, I can understand, I can have world connection. So senses are more important than the world around. Indriyabhya param mano, the mental sphere is more finer and more important within you. Because sometimes, because unmindful, you say, who has, oh, he has gone before he came to me. I was unmindful, I did not give attention. Some called me, oh, I could not hear, I was unmindful. So senses are the doors. Recipient is the mind. What is mind? Kamana vasana. I want this, I do not want that. This faculty is called mind within us. Sankalpa vikalpaka. Vikalpakatmakam mana. I want this, I want this. I don't want that, I don't want that. This is mind. Manushastu para buddhi. Again, we try to trace more finer things important, that is buddhi, reason, faculty of justice, judgment. That is more finer and important. Without that, when that mind will say, I want this thing, but no, don't want that. Don't eat that. Rather, accept this, the faculty of judgment that is higher within us. Manushastu para buddhi, buddhi ratma mahan para. Buddhi japaratasa. Then eliminating this, the world of your experience, then your mind, your intelligence, reason, you try to find above that. What is that? That is a spark. just as the light is from there, the reason can say, oh, this is black, this is white. The judgment possible when the light comes. In the darkness, no judgment possible. No possibility of any selection of the mind. No experience of through the senses possible. That light is all in all. And that is Atma, and this has covered. In Bhagavatam it is said, the just as in the moonlit night there is cloud. The cloud has covered the moon, but cloud is seen by the light of the moon. So, by the light of the Atma, the mental system we can feel. But mental system has covered that Atma. Atma is there. And if we can soar up again, on the other side there is Paramatma. We are the subject and this is the world of our experience. We can know them. But super subject, adhokshaja, adhokkrijam indriyajam jnanamjim, transcendental substance, Paramatma. Paramatma can connect with us, but we cannot connect with Paramatma at our sweet will. Do you follow? Paramatma and the Vaikuntha and the other. We, as a subject, we cannot know them. But they are subject, I am their object. If they care to come to my level to feel me, then I can feel some sort of experience. So something has come down in my mental area. It is very wonderful. It is super knowledge I have ever experienced. What is this? It is very, very wonderful. Why is such a thing coming down in my own consciousness? Consciousness is the finest thing ever found in this world. But super consciousness, that is more fine. And when that can come down to my soul, but my soul, as his sweet will, cannot enter that. This is fine, very fine. So that is transcendental, as a supramental according to Aurobindo. Supramental. And transcendental according to Hegel. Adhokshaja according to Bhagavata. Adhokkrijam, whatever experience we have got, that is down. And making down, he is existing up. Very, very fine. There we can go only for their interest. Vaikunthe prasidvadi sakuri chinmoy, mai bhuti tati janma nahi hoy. In that plane, the earth, the water, everything, this is the Parvati reflection, everything is there, but that is all made up of consciousness, of spiritual substance, not this mundane thing. So Atma, our soul, jiva soul, jivatma, can enter there, and in that area is all conscious area. There, everything is conscious, made up of spirit, Vaikuntha. Then Goloka is the highest position there. So Krishna is saying in Bhagavatam, the gradation among the devotees. No tathame priyatamo natma yoni no shankara. And he is speaking to Uddhava. No tathame priyatamo, my most favorite is not Brahma. No, not even Shankara. Not a Sankarsana, not even my brother Baladev is my most favorite. Not Sri, my own potential Lakshmi Devi, is not so favorite. Natma, even not myself, is so favorite to me as you, my devotee Uddhava. Pranabhubi, Guriyam, you are more favorite than my own life, what to speak. My devotees are so favorite to me. And your class of devotees, their Brahma, Shankara, Baladev, Sankarsan, Lakshmi Devi, myself, more than you. And that Uddhava, when coming from Vrindavan, he says, sent by Krishna, go and to visit Vrindavan, and by my talk, you will pacify them. They are very, for my separation, they are suffering too much. You go and speak to them about me and pacify them. Uddhava went, Nanda Yashoda and the gopis they met. And when he is coming back, then He's saying, Asamahujaranarimidushamahamsaham. Vrindavane kimapi gurumalatu sudhinam. Jadus prajam sajanam arjapatam chaita. Vheyur mukunda padavim suribhidhinam. Asamahu. What divine love I could trust in these gopis. How elevated they are. How wholesale given to the service of Krishna is their life. Ahamsam. I have been astonished to think about them. And I aspire that if I can have a birth of a creeper or a shrub here in Vrindavan, I may have their feet just over me. Such a great divine love I could find here. That is nowhere to be traced. That Uddhava, who Krishna himself is saying about, remarking that you, Uddhava, you are my best devotee, even more than me, dearer. And that Uddhava, he is saying his admiration and wonder about the gopis. Whereas Mahaprabhu told according to Bhagavata and other Purana that this is our end. This is our end. The Vrindavan to become dust of the feet of the gopis like Uddhava.